The stand-down-stand exercise is a great core exercise for dogs. It also works the flexor and extensor muscles of the front and rear legs, helping them to coordinate their movements because these muscles work together. Like so many other strength exercises, the slower this one is performed, the better the workout. Start with your dog standing four square with front and rear feet side by side. A real key to this exercise is that your dog should be nibbling at food with its muzzle parallel to the ground. If you keep your dog's head in this position throughout the exercise, it'll be much easier to direct your dog's movements. Now, with your other hand on your dog's back, move the food down and towards your dog's chest, always keeping the muzzle parallel to the ground, while at the same time pressing gently with the hand that's on your dog's back in the same direction, down and backward. For a lot of dogs, it's helpful to say stay, followed by down, using a soft voice. Make your movements slow and gentle, and keep your voice calm. This helps your dog to think about doing the exercise slowly. Watch how your dog sinks slowly backward. You might want to say stay, stay, quietly as your dog goes down, because the idea is for the dog to not move any of its feet. That's critical to the exercise because it makes the muscles work much harder. If you're really struggling with your dog moving its feet, you can perform this exercise with your dog's front and rear feet on a piece of yoga matting that's just long enough for your dog to stand on it without moving its feet forward or backward. If you place the yoga matting on a slippery surface like tile or hardwood flooring, it'll provide your dog with sensory feedback if it moves its feet off the matting. Having said that, most dogs really don't need this if you perform the exercise slowly and calmly. Once your dog is down in the Sphinx position, place your hand under your dog's abdomen and push upward and forward gently while you also move the food upward and forward in the opposite direction to which you moved it when you were having the dog lie down. This will encourage your dog to stand up again without moving the feet. If necessary, you can say stay during this part of the exercise too, since most dogs understand that that means that they should not move their feet. Once your dog understands this exercise, like this older golden here, you don't need to guide them into position because they understand how to do the exercise on their own. However, if your dog is doing the exercise too quickly, don't hesitate to work beside them so that you can help them slow down and thus get more value from the exercise. So now you have it, a simple but effective exercise that works the core and secondarily both the front and rear.